I think we need some sort of pact. I think we really need to draw I mean sort of those of us who are engaged in this conversation right now, right? Those of us who are shocked and outraged and are not on the side of the conversation that is arguing let's give the guy a chance, right? And let's keep an open mind. I think that the pact needs to be something like, let's take stock of what we have, like the current normal, and resist the imposition of a new normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't know if that kind of pact can actually be in any way codified. But I think it would be incredibly useful. Like, for example, and I think that's actually something like this is what the New York Times tried to do with its letter to its readers.
Yeah.
Signed by the publisher and editor, which basically said, this is how we're used to doing our work, and this is how we expect to continue to be doing our work. I think it's exactly the right impulse. And then if we sort of take stock of what we're protecting and have a common understanding of the fear, right?
Yeah.
Of what we fear being destroyed, then that outreach can be constructive and maybe not terribly unpleasant.